HarperCollins presents Little Girl Gone by Stephen Edger. Read by Tamsin Kennard. 1. The wipers squawked as they battled to keep the windscreen clear. I'm going to be late, Alex Granger muttered to herself, as she strained to see through the gap in the condensation rapidly rising in front of her. Glancing down momentarily, she switched the blower to full, the sound of the rushing warm air drowning out the radio. A giggle from the back seat caused Alex to look up at the rearview mirror. At least you're happy enough, she said, adding a smile as her eyes met the blonde girl grinning back at her. A car horn sounded from behind, the driver gesticulating that the traffic lights had finally turned green. Raising her hand in acknowledgement, Alex lowered the handbrake and moved forward, looking left and right for the name of the road where the car park was located. And as if her prayers had been answered, she spotted a large blue P on the next street sign and indicated to the right. The driver behind gave a second blast of his horn as he swerved around her. "What's the hurry, asshole?" Alex shouted at the window, suddenly realizing that Carol Ann could hear. Looking back at the reflection of her two-year-old daughter, Alex quickly apologized. "Just ignore Mummy's crazy words." Carol Ann giggled again. The windscreen still wasn't clearing, and as Alex spotted the entrance to the car park up ahead, she realized the car's fans weren't even aimed at the windscreen. Adjusting the dial, she silently cursed Ray for not putting them back. Her husband had borrowed her car the night before to go to the gym, and she was certain he must have interfered with the way she liked the car to be set up. She'd had to move the seat forward when she first got in that afternoon. She'd remind him when she saw him later, she thought. Right now, there were more important things to worry about, like finding a parking space, dropping Carol Ann at the creche, and running to her interview. She should have phoned ahead and postponed the interview when traffic had been far heavier than she'd anticipated. It had been the only interview she'd been offered out of the dozen or so jobs she'd applied for in the previous 3 months, and she hadn't wanted to make the wrong first impression. Arriving late wouldn't be a good start, though, either, she knew. Think positively, Alex reminded herself as she pulled the car through the entrance and began to hunt for a free space. Carol Ann giggled and sang away to herself in the back. Tell Mummy if you see an empty space. Alex hummed along as she glanced left and right, completing a full tour of the single-level car park, reaching the exit without luck. She was about to give up when she spotted a yellow umbrella moving towards one of the cars behind them. Reversing towards the bright glow, Alex lowered the passenger window and called out, "Are you going?" The woman beneath the umbrella looked over and smiled. "Yes, in a minute. Do you want my space?" "Please, you're a lifesaver." Reversing further to allow enough space for the SUV to pull out, Alex waited for the woman to lower the umbrella, duck into the car, and finally drive away. "Someone up there must be smiling down on us today," Alex mused at Carol Ann's reflection. Although whoever it was, they could have done something about the weather. Arriving looking like a drowned rat wouldn't help her nail that first impression. With the SUV finally clear of the space, Alex manoeuvred into it and killed the engine. Right, that's the first task complete. Now to get a ticket. Her words trailed off as she scanned the car park for the ticket machine, eventually spotting the bright orange machine back over by the entrance. It seemed so far to have to carry Carol Ann in such horrible weather. There seemed no let-up in the rain, sweeping wildly across the car park. Deciding there was only really one option that would save time and keep Carol Ann dry, she swiveled round in her seat. "Do you think you could be super good for Mummy? I need to go and buy a ticket from that machine over there," she said, pointing to where she meant. "If I lock the doors, do you think you could sit here really quietly while I go and get it? You'll have to sit perfectly still so you don't trigger the alarm. Can you do that for Mummy?" Carol Ann blinked back, oblivious to what Alex had asked. "No, I can't do that."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?